Good morning.
Good morning.
We are pleased to interact with you upon this most important subject, the subject of segment intending. The purpose of this recording is to assist those who are wanting absolute and deliberate control of their own life experience. For those who are not aware of the laws that bring to you all that you receive, that may sound like a very broad overstatement, for it seems that there cannot be control of all things. Mm-hmm. We come forth from our inner world, indeed from our non-physical perspective, in order to assist those of you who are here now focused in physical bodies to understand how it is that you attract into your physical experiences everything that you are attracting, to assist you in understanding that there is nothing that comes to you unless you invite it through thought. And while that may be difficult for you to hear in the beginning, once you do hear it, and once you do understand it, and once you begin looking into your own life experience to see the absolute correlation between what you are speaking and what you are thinking and what you are getting, then you will understand that indeed you are the inviter, you are the attractor, you are the creator of your physical experience. It is our desire that we will assist you in understanding how it is your thoughts begin to attract, or how it is that your thoughts translate into the physical equivalent of the thought. Literally, everything that you are experiencing here upon this physical plane is connected or interwoven with these non-physical, invisible laws. But because they are non-physical and not easily seen from your physical perspective, you as physical beings have come upon many different ways of explaining how you're getting what you're getting. And while some of your explanations are valid, all of them are incomplete when spoken from only the physical perspective. In other words, if you were to explain to us how you obtain a glass of water, most would point to the glass and point to the faucet and show that by turning this little knob that the water comes forth. And while we would not disagree that that is the way the water gets into the glass, we would want to point out that there is much more to the story of the water than what has been described to us here. You are living in a wonderful physical time. You are living in a highly technological society where you literally have access to stimulation of thought from all around your world. You have the benefit of all of this, for it provides you opportunity for much growth. You also experience some disadvantages from the stimulation of thought. And the disadvantage comes forth in the form of confusion. You are receptive beings. Your thought processes are very fast. And as you are considering any one subject, you have the ability, by the power of law of attraction, which we will discuss in a moment briefly, to bring forth more and more clarity upon any subject until you can literally accomplish anything regarding it. But because of the availability of all of the stimulation of thought, very few of you remain focused upon anything long enough to take it forward very far. Most of you are so distracted by thought that you do not have an opportunity to develop any one thought to any great degree. The ability to focus upon more narrow subject brings forth clarity, while the ability to focus upon many things at once brings more often confusion. And so we have arrived at this title for the subject of this recording, segment intending. Identification of what is specifically wanted for this moment in time. It is with the intent of bringing forth from all of the confusion of what is considered to be your total life experience, your awareness of what you are most wanting in this particular moment of your life experience. And as you take a moment to identify what that is, you bring forth tremendous power from the universe, all funneled into this very specific moment in which you are now standing. The most powerful of all laws that you will ever encounter is the law of attraction. For that law reflects into every aspect of your life experience. Your thoughts are magnetic. Indeed, everything within your universe is magnetic, drawn unto that which is like unto itself. As you are contemplating or focused upon a very small negative thought, it will grow larger by this powerful law of attraction. If you are feeling particularly disappointed and sad, you will find yourself attracting unto you others who are not feeling much different. If something that you do not like happens early in your day, often you find that same sort of event happening again and again throughout your day. You have many expressions. You say, the birds that are of similar feather flock together. You say, the better it gets, the better it gets, or the worse it gets, the worse it gets. You say, when I got up this morning, it was bad and it got worse. And all of these statements indicate your awareness of law of attraction. The way you feel is your point of attraction. And if you feel rotten, you will attract more that you consider to be rotten. Whereas if you feel good, you will attract more that you would consider to be good. The point of segment intending is to identify what you are wanting so that you, on purpose, deliberately begin to set forth the attraction of that which you want. You are creators of your experience. There is not an exception to that. And you attract or invite or summon your experiences, the others that you interact with, indeed the very way that you feel, through the direction of thought that you choose at any point in time. When we say to you, you are the creator of your experience and that there is nothing in your experience that you have not invited, sometimes we are met with resistance. The resistance comes forth because many of you have those things in your life that you do not want. And so you say, Abraham, I would not have created this that I do not want. We agree you would not have done it on purpose, but we will not agree that you have not done it. For it is through your thought, and only through and by your thought, that you are getting the things that you are getting. Until you are ready to accept that you are the attractor, the inviter, the creator of your experience, then there is not much that will be offered upon this recording that will be of value to you. For you must first accept that these laws that we speak of exist, whether you know they do or not. You live in a society that offers more stimulation of thought than any physical environment that we have participated within. And as you are open and receptive, you may very well be attracting more thoughts and thereby more circumstances and events and people than you have time or desire to deal with. We are amazed as we sit with you and view 1 hour of your television. There is tremendous stimulation that is offered to you. And it is not a wonder that many of you find yourself absolutely overwhelmed, while many others of you have shut down completely, closed to all things, because there is so much coming so fast. This recording will offer to you the solution. As you are hearing the words that are offered here, your confusion will be replaced with absolute clarity. Your feeling of being out of control will be replaced by a feeling of being in control. And for many of you, that feeling of stagnation will be replaced with that glorious, invigorating feeling of fast forward motion. Confusion comes forth when you are considering too many things at one time, while clarity comes forth while you are more singular in thought. It all hinges upon this most powerful law, the law of attraction. As you set forth a thought regarding any subject, the law of attraction immediately goes to work to deliver unto you more stimulation of thought regarding that subject. As you are moving from thought to thought to thought to thought to thought to thought, the law of attraction is offering you more thought regarding the thought, the thought, the thought. And that is the reason that you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, for by law of attraction, you have summoned information upon a great many subjects. In many cases, the information will come forth from your past. In many cases, it will come forth from those who are closest to you. But the end result is all the same. You are considering so many things that you are moving forward in no one direction. And the result is that feeling of frustration or confusion. As you pick any one subject that you are wanting to ponder, the law, the universe, will deliver unto you more upon that thought. But instead it being upon many thoughts coming from many directions, even conflicting, opposing directions, the thoughts, the events that come forth will all be in harmony with this thought that you have set forth. And thus there will be a feeling of clarity. Now, even more important than the feeling of clarity is the understanding that you are moving forward in creating. When you consider many things at the same time, generally you move forward not strongly toward any of them, for your focus and your power is diffused. Whereas as you are focusing upon that which is most important in any point in time, you move forward more powerfully toward that.